सरस्वती गोस्वामी तो वादी जय अनंत गौड़ी वैष्णव की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाकादि गौर भक्त वृंद जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपनाथ धाम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिगोधन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय जमुना माई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय सभी तो भक्त वृंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली All glory to God. Thank you very much.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Canto 1, Chapter 3, text number 19.
Panchadasham
Vamanakam
Kritva Agat Advaram Bale Padatrayam Yachamana Pratyaditsus Tripishtapam Panchadasham Vamanakam
Panchadasham Vamanakam Kritvagaradvaram Bale Kritvagaradvaram Bale
Paratrayam Yachamana
Paratrayam Yachamana
Pratyaditsus Tripishtapam
Pratyaditsus Tripishtapam
Panchadasham Vamanakam
Panchadasham Vamanakam
Kritvagaradvaram Bale
Kritvagaradvaram Bale
Paratrayam Yachamana
Paratrayam Yachamana
Pratyaditsus Tripishtapam
Pratyaditsus Tripishtapam
Panchadasham Vamanakam
Panchadasham Vamanakam
Kritavagadadvaram Bale
Kritavagadadvaram Bale
Paratrayam Yachamana
Paratrayam Yachamana
Pratyaditsus Tripishtapam
Pratyaditsus Tripishtapam
Next.
Ladies.
Panchadasham, the 15th in the line. Vamalakam, the dwarf brahmana. Kritva, by assumption of. Agat, went. Adparam, arena of sacrifice. Bale, of King Bully. Paratrayam, 3 steps only. Yachamana, begging. Patiyaditsu, willing at heart to return. Tripishtapam, the kingdom of the three planetary systems. Translation. In the 15th incarnation, the Lord assumed the form of a dwarf Brahman, Vamana, and visited the arena of sacrifice arranged by Maharaj Bully. Although at heart he was willing to regain the kingdom of the three planetary systems, he simply asked for a donation of 3 steps of land.
So, Vamande, Chalayasi Vikramane, Vali Madhubhuta Vamana. Padanaka Nira Janita Jana Pavana Kesava Dita Bhamana Sharira Jaya Jaga Dishad. So Bali Maharaj is as the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. They are in the Dimans family. But in the Dimans family also, there is sometimes Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj. Prahlad and Bali, they are our acharyas. There are 12 bona fide acharyas. Bali Baiya Sati Bayam. The acharyas are mentioned Dadas Mahajan. Sambhu means Lord Brahma. Don't mix up. Sambhu Narada. Narada is also one of the authorities. They have been accepted as authority for understanding religious principles. Religious principle is not to be understood by from a rascal. No. That anyone comes and says religious topics. No. We have to receive it from the authority. The Bali Maharaj is one of the authority. Out of the 12 authorities, first is Lord Brahma, the next Narada, the next Lord Shiva, then next the Kumaras, then Kapil Dev, then Manu, Vaivasvata Manu, then Prahlad Maharaj, then Janak Maharaj, then Bhishma Dev, then Bali Maharaj, then Sukadev Goswami, and then Yamaraj. It is stated in the Shastra that Mahajana Dinagata pancha. You cannot understand transcendental subject matter simply by dry speculation and argument. You cannot understand. Neither by reading Vedic literature. The conclusion is that you have to follow those who are authorities. Mahajana jina dharmasya tattam nihitam guhaya. Mahajana jina gata sapantha guha. Guha means the cave, mountain cave, and guha means the heart. So, suppose something is very valuable, is there in the cave of the mountain, and you do not know how to search it out, but if you know somebody who knows it, if you follow him, that he is going there, trying also for it. So religious principles cannot be manufactured, neither it can be made by speculation. So actually there cannot be many religions. The rascal theory that there are as many religious systems as I can believe. You believe something, that's all right. I believe something, that's all right. He believes something, that's all right. No, it is not like that. When everyone is believing like any nonsense thing, that becomes religious. No. Religion means dharmantu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. Religion means the codes, the laws given by God. That is religion. Man cannot manufacture. As simple as explain. Just like law, state law. This state law can be given by the government. You cannot manufacture law. Nobody will care for your law. The state law is that you must keep right your car. As soon as there is red light, you must stop. If you violate, you will be punished. Although it is a very simple thing. Similarly, religion means the law of God. You cannot violate it. If you violate, they will be punished. If you think that this religious system is very strict, let me manufacture my own religion. That kind of religion is not accepted by the baby culture. And when actually the real religion is violated, jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavat. Glani means violation. Tadatmanam sijamaham. At that time, the Supreme Lord or his representative comes to establish real religion. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Dharma samasthapana thaya sambhavani jubi jubi. Dharma samasthapana, real religious principle. Real religious principle means to abide by the laws of the Supreme Lord, God. But they do not believe in God. Everyone is God. I am God, you are God, he is God, everyone is God. So whatever law you give yourself, that becomes a religion. This is going on. So God is not so cheap that you become God, I become God, he becomes God. The Shastra says, Krishna tu Bhagavan Swayam. Ishara Parama Krishna. God is Krishna. The Supreme Law, the original law. Ishara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda. God Krishna also says, in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Parataram Nanya. There is no superior authority. That means, the Vedanta Sutra also says, Janmadasya Jataha, the original source of everything. Who is that original source? God. Who is that God? Krishna. Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartat. I am the origin of everything. Iti matya bhajante maam buddha bhava samanita. Those who are buddha, buddha means one who knows, one who is in the knowledge. Bhava samanita. Bhava samanita. Knowing everything in excess. Oh, here is God. Buddha bhava samanita. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajante mang buddha bhava samanita. So everything is there. God is there. His name is there. His address is there. His law is there. Everything is there, but the rascal is not accepted. That is the position. Therefore, we have to follow the Mahajan. So Bali Maharaj is one of the Mahajan. How he became Mahajan? Because he is surrendering fully unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This Bhavande. Incarnation of Keshavadhita Bhavana Sarira. So, the incident is that Bali Maharaj was very powerful and he conquered the whole universe. I mean the demigods. Vishnu is always in favor of the demigods because demigods, they are also devotees. The difference between Shura and Asura. Asura means envious of the demigods. That is called Asura. Asura the Visha. The another name of the Asura, those who are envious of devotees. That is only business. There are two classes of men are always there. Sometimes one class is more in number and other classes more in number. That is, there are two classes. Though Bhutasar go look, there are two classes of men, living entities. Daiva, Asuraiva. One is called Daiva, demigods, and the other is called Asura. So who is Daiva? Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Daiva. Those who are devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, they are called demigods. Or Vaishnava. Or Vaishnavas are demigods. And those who are not, Asuras are Viparjaya. Anyone opposite number, against Vishnu, they are all called Asuras. So, sometimes in Asuras family also, there are Vaishnavas. By the grace of Narada. Narada makes, well, Prahlad Maharaj became a great devotee by the grace of Narada, although he was born of a father, a priest father, Hiranyakashipu. So Narada Muni's business is to travel all over the universe and make Vaishnava. So, this Bali Maharaj, he conquered all over the universe. And the demigods were defeated. So, Bhavande, he also one of the considered demigods, Upendra. So, he went to Bali Maharaj by a trick. Because Bali Maharaj, Krishna knows that Bali Maharaj was the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj and he was a great devotee. He knew that. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Vidvesha Arjuna Tishtati. Lord is situated in everyone's heart. He knows everyone. So therefore, in order to return back the kingdom taken from the demigod, he made a tree. He went there. Bali Maharaj was performing a great sacrifice. Bali Dhare. So, he went there and asked Bali Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, you are performing such a great sacrifice. I am at your door, I am Brahmin. Will you kindly give me some donate? Yes, why not? That is my, I'll give you whatever you want, I'll give you. So immediately, his spiritual master, the demon spiritual master, Shukracharya. Shukracharya means, Shukra means seminar. Seminal acharya. You do not know in India, there is a class of men, they are called gurus. The professional guru, rather. So Shukracharya, the Shukracharya, he was very learned scholar, he knew everything. But here Bhavandev, his incarnation of Vishnu, he has come to cheat Bali. He'll ask something and then he'll take everything from him. He knew it. So, sometimes cheating also done by the Supreme Lord for the sake of the devotee. So, this is not cheating. Just like father sometimes cheats his son. Suppose something is there and two brothers, small children, they are fighting. One has taken, another is crying. So, the one will not deliver to the other. The father says, my dear child, will you kindly give me this? So, he gives to the father and he delivers to the other. You see? So, sometimes God has to do such a cheating of affection. That is not cheating, actually. But the cheating propensity is there in God. Otherwise, where you get it? But we use cheating for our personal self-gratification. But if you use that cheating propensity for Krishna's satisfaction, then it's all right. The Bali Maharaj was cheated by, but he being cheated, he became conqueror. So this Shukracharya said to Bali Maharaj, so don't promise to this Brahman anything. He is Lord Vishnu. He has come to cheat you. So Bali Maharaj became more enlightened. Oh, he is Lord Vishnu. But you have taught me that everything should be given to Vishnu. So if Vishnu has come at my door, why you are asking not to make any promise? So that means Shukracharya with plain duplicity, he taught something and now he is saying another thing. Therefore Bali Maharaj said that I cannot accept, I give up your compassion. From this day, that you are taking me to offer everything to Vishnu, oh, I do not want such spiritual master. So that means that is the Shastric injunction, that anyone who is not a Vishnu devotee or Vaishnava, he cannot become Guru. That is the injunction of the Shastra. Satparma nipuna vipra mantra tantra visharad. A Brahmin, very learned, he knows his duties, Brahminical duties very well. That's why Shukracharya. Satkarma Nipuna. Satkarma Nipuna. Brahmin have got six kinds of occupation. Pathana, Pathana, Jajana, Jajana, Dana, Patigra. Brahmin should be very learned. He should teach others also Vedic knowledge. Pathana, Pathana, Jajana, Jajana. He must be devotee or great worshipper. And he should teach others also how to worship Jajana, Jajana, Dana, Patigra. He will accept charity from others and he will give in charity. Again, to others. These are the six occupations of a Brahmin. The Shastra says, Satkarma Nipuna Vipra. A Brahmin, well conversed with these duties, a Brahminical duty, and Mantra Tantra Visharada, an expert in studying the mantras, Vedic mantras, and Tantra, other Vedic literature. Avaishnava Guru Nasasyat, but if he is Avaishnava, means he does not worship Lord Vishnu, but other demigods, then he cannot become Guru. That is not allowed. He cannot become Guru. Satkarma Nipuna Vipra Mantra. So, the Shukracharya, he was against Vishnu. So, Bali Maharaj immediately rejected him. Therefore, he became a Mahajan. Example. Because you cannot give up your spiritual master. That is a great thing. Once accepted, the spiritual master takes responsibility for the disciple. A disciple also must be obedient to the spiritual master for life, for good. That is the relationship. So if one rejects spiritual master, he becomes a great sinner, most sinful. So Bali Maharaj rejected his spiritual master. That's a great thing. But he rejected on sattvic ground because he objected for Vishnu Vasi. Therefore, such spiritual master should be rejected. Should be rejected. Therefore, he became Mahajan, authority. Anyone who is obstructed to worship the Supreme Lord, he should be rejected immediately. That is bhakti. Anukullasya sankalpa pratikulam vivarilam. Anything favorable for advancement of Krishna consciousness should be accepted. Anything unfavorable that should be rejected. This is Sarnagat. Anukullena Krishnanu Silanam. We have to worship Krishna. Whatever is favorable. It's not that because the microphone is material, therefore I cannot use it. There are some so-called transcendentalists. Why not? If I speak through the microphone, I can serve better Krishna. Why can I not accept it? So, anukullena Krishna anusudhanam. Anything which is favorable for serving Krishna, we shall accept. After all, everything belongs to Krishna. Visavasam idam sarvam. Nothing belongs to you. Simply we are thieves. We are using Krishna's property for our own sense gains. Stena eva sauchyate. They are all thieves. So, just like this Bali Maharaj, he conquered. So actually, nothing belongs to Bali Maharaj, but he thought. So Krishna to save him from this theft, criminality. He approached him, my dear Bali Maharaj, will you kindly give me 3 feet land? So he, after rejecting his spiritual master, who opposed, he promised, yes, I shall be. So, by 1 feet, the whole lower portion of the universe was covered. The other feet, the upper portion of the universe was covered. still the third thief remained. So, Bhavan asked, now, Bhuli Maharaj, all your position is now covered by my two feet. Where is to keep the other feet? Bhuli Maharaj said, yes, there is place. You just put your feet on my foot on my head. So, in this way, Bhuli Maharaj surrendered everything. Sarvatma sapane. He, personal property and personal body, everything dedicated to Krishna. He became Mahajan. There are nine processes of bhakti. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasam, Sattham, Atmanivedanam. So, Bhuli Maharaj dedicated Atmanivedan, everything. His property, his personal body, everything. In exchange, Lord Bhavan became his doorkeeper. So Bhavan said, my dear Bhuli Maharaj, you are so great a devotee, so in return for your service, I shall remain always your doorkeeper. So by offering everything to Krishna, nobody is loser. You must always give us. They are giver, the best giver. Because after all, everything belongs to Krishna. Why should he foolishly say, it is mine, it is mine? Ahavamameti janasya mohoyam. This is called illusion. Nothing belongs to me, but I think that this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. The whole world is going on. Ahavamameti. We are Americans, we are Indians, this belongs to me, that belongs to you. We met such, shareholder. But we are shareholder for others property. Everything belongs to God. Not only this world, and there are many millions and millions of planets. Sarva loko maheswaram. Loko means planet. Krishna says, Sarvaloka Maheswaram, Bhoktaram Jagatavasam, Sarvaloka, he is the proprietor. But we are dividing. This is America, this is India. But how long is he an American and Indian? Say 50 years, then if you are going to be a dog, then who is saving your country? This way. Nothing belongs to us. Except everything belongs to Krishna, and we are all offspring of Krishna. Everyone has got the right to father's property, but not to encroach other's property. Timilata prena vanjita, magridha kastasi dharam. If people accept this philosophy, then the whole world becomes Vaikuntha. There is no quarrel, there is no... Everything becomes happy. Thank you very much.